Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I hope everybody's hearing me. It's time to praise the Lord. We have every reason to praise and thank him because of the day that he's given us. You know, we're in a battle, and we have to fight it with all the strength that the Lord has given us. The Lord has given us this day. It's an opportunity for us to believe in him and to fight in this great battle. Joshua 6:1, the Bible says there were the walls of Jericho, and Joshua and the children of Israelites, now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. Jericho was shut up because there was a presence of God within the children of Israelites, and there was fear among the enemies of God that if the presence of God would enter into the walls of Jericho, there would be victory for the children of the Israelites. And so the walls were put so that the presence of God would not enter into those walls and bring victory to the children of Israelites. We believe that this is a time that we are fighting battles. We have great walls. You know, the presence of God is with us. You know, then Joshua and the Israelites marched around the Jericho walls for 7 days. And on the seventh day, they blew their horns, and the walls came down, tumbling, and they shouted. And this teaches us that God is stronger than the walls. Walls are blocking us today, and they include the walls of the worries that we have. You know, anxiety, fear about the pandemic, kids being at home, not going to school. You know, most people have lost jobs. You know, there's lack of food for the less fortunate, as also all the food banks are going empty. All small businesses, they do not have, you know, anything coming in because the loans are, you know, going empty. There are no loans available, and they are collapsing. There is fear of death of loved ones, expedited funerals, you know, taking place without the presence of loved ones. These are all the walls we have to continue rounding up through our praise, worship, and calling on our God. They will surely come down. Pastor Job last evening gave a sermon and gave an analogy about when darkness falls, there is expectation that there is a sunshine coming up the next morning. And it's just the same way when the sundown comes in and there is darkness at night, we go to bed sleeping so peacefully, knowing that there will be a tomorrow and there will be daylight tomorrow. And so we go peacefully sleeping, being sure that we'll wake up to see sunshine tomorrow. It's the same way. That is why at nightfall we shelter in our houses, go to sleep, peace without doubt, that we'll see daylight the following day. These walls that I've just mentioned form the darkness that has fallen on the world today. But us as believers, it's a time to go around knowing for sure we are headed towards the end of the tunnel and there shall be light tomorrow. There is salvation coming out of all this. Let us break these walls down, and so let us all turn it up in praise and worship of God through the next song. Sister Lorraine, take us up into that praise and worship song.
Being thrown over everything, you will see it in our Hallelujah, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, praise the name of the Lord. And you just go to the next song. The Lord is riding on our praises, and we magnify him for who he is. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you kept on pressing the video.
Okay.
Solid ground, it makes me want to
the Lord. In the name of Jesus, has the Lord been good to you? We bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. If you just remember where the Lord has brought you through and how the Lord has carried you through, he's been a faithful God. Praise the name of the Lord. He's lifted up from the miry pit of clay, set our feet on solid ground. He's a faithful God. Praise the name of the Lord. We worship you, Rabbi Father. We're going to call him for who he is. In the name of Jesus, blessed be the name of the Lord.
You are the Savior to me. I'm good. I can use it.
God. Yes. We bless your holy name, oh God. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Come and magnify the name of the Lord. We adore you for who you are, Abba Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Great is your faithfulness, oh God. Amen. Great is your mercy, Abba Father. Oh, Yeshua, Abba Kanta. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In this next song, just release yourself wherever you are and just worship him in truth and in spirit. We glorify your name, oh God. He is in the house. He is in this place. Praise the name of the Lord. We give glory to you, Abba Father. Thank you, Lord. Unto you, come on, he's here in this place. He's here in this place. Why don't you just release yourself in the presence of the Lord? Whatever burden you're carrying this morning, whatever weight that you're carrying this morning, just lay it down in the presence of the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. Father, we lay our cares before you, O God. We lay our worries before you, Abba Father. We lay our situations to you, O God. We lay our circumstances unto you, Abba Father. We release everything before you, O God. Even those things that seem impossible, Abba Father. You are God and you're here, O God. And in your presence is, Abba Father, there is victory, O God. In your presence, O God, there is freedom, Abba Father. There is liberty, O God, where your spirit is, O God. There is liberty in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we declare freedom among your people, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, come breaking every yoke, O God, lifting every weight and every burden in the name of Jesus. We exalt your holy name, O God. We magnify your mighty name, Abba Father. I declare great is your faithfulness.